I started having an amazing series of synchronistic experiences, which led me to information, people who had information, which put together a picture of how the world in the five sense level of reality is manipulated by a few interbreeding families through a network of secret societies, to the very end that we're seeing unfold on the news now every day, the centralization of power to the point where the few control the many on a vast scale. Then this journey and these puzzle pieces took me into the fact that other dimensional entities, other dimensional influences beyond the tiny, tiny frequency that human sight can access, were also manipulating this five-sense reality we call the physical world. And now with this book, it's taken another leap forward into what is this whole multidimensional reality that we are experiencing? What is it? How's it generated? How come that although people, you know, increasingly say, and they have done for centuries, the mystics and the seers, that we create our own reality? How come then that if I looked out of my window here and you looked out of my window here, George, we'd both see the same car go past? How is this collective reality generated?
That's right.
Because of the series of experiences that I had in the time running up to starting to write this book and during it, it became very clear to me that, you know, what I mentioned a few minutes ago is basically what we're experiencing. We are in a holographic version of the internet, and we are logging in through the DNA, through the brain, to a collective reality, and then we put our own spin on that reality by how we react to it. For instance, we could both see that same car, but we would differ on what we thought of it.
Well, and as you were saying, as you connect the dots, I think every time you connect a dot to another dot, you find another dot, don't you?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, yeah, it's funny, George, you know, because every time I finish a book, I think, well, what am I going to do now? I mean, you know, where do I go from here? And then within weeks, another massive area opens up and you think, oh, crikey. Here we go again. So, you know, reality is not only infinite in its sense of existence, it's also infinite in its possibilities. Therefore, anyone that gets themselves in a state where they think they have sussed it, where they think that they now understand what reality is and what possibility is and what's possible, they've just built themselves another prison a bit further down the road from someone else, because all possibility means all possibility. So where are the rules in all possibility? There are none, except those that we invent for ourselves and imprison ourselves with.
You know, David, as we see these events unfolding all around the world and some of the past things that you've worked on, I got to tell you this funny, interesting story. Last week, unbeknownst to the person I was talking to, that you were going to be on the program, she was talking to another individual, and after she was done talking to this guy, she turned to me and said, George, did you notice his eyes? And I went, yeah, they were a little strange. They had this yellow cast to it, and they were kind of beady. And she said, he's a reptilian. And she said, I wish to God I could get this to David Icke. And little did she know, she was going to. It's just a small world of synchronicity. But there are people like that all around this planet, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. And see, people just need to appreciate that what they get through the mainstream media is a tiny, tiny fraction of what's actually happening in the world. In many ways, it's symbolic of how we look through our eyes and we think we're seeing everything that there is to exist in the space that we're looking at, when actually we're seeing the most infinitesimal fraction. I go into this in the new book, and the figures are ridiculous. The electromagnetic spectrum is about 0.005% of what is predicted to exist in the universe by mainstream science. Even that is only what they have understood exists up to this point. And visible light which is all that we can actually, quote, see, is a fraction of the 0.005%. So what we've got ourselves into is a situation where, as one writer said, we're virtually blind, and yet we believe we can see everything. And this is a prison of self-delusion and implanted delusion, which gets so many people to dismiss that which is beyond what they can see. I mean, you know, I say to people, just look on the figures that I've just given. Just look at the unbelievable diversity of form that exists within that tiny frequency range that we can access with the human sight. And then imagine the diversity of form that exists in that vast infinity that our eyes cannot access. And then laugh again at the fact that there are entities, some that take reptilian form and many other forms. Of course, we're dealing with infinite possibility. Of course, they take infinite forms that are what we would call intelligent life and can manipulate this reality that we are experiencing. Unless we realize the nature of reality and what we can access with the five senses, we are going to have an amazingly perverted view of possibility and therefore dismiss that which is happening, but we cannot actually perceive with the five senses. And this is why, George, and I go into this in the book, society is structured to hold us in five-sense reality. Look at the whole way that it's made up. It's there to entice and to stimulate the five senses of sight, of touch, of smell, of sound, all these things. Of course, there's nothing wrong with the five senses, experience them. But if we believe that that's who we are, then we are going to be held in this prison of perception instead of opening ourselves to the infinite consciousness that we are. We're going to be operating on a fraction of our infinite potential, and that's why, you know, society is structured like this.